Hallelujah. Let's lift up our hands. Let us worship Him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Even this morning, we exalt you. We are grateful. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading, guiding, directing us. We thank you, Father, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for a powerful praise, a powerful prayer, a powerful worship. We lift up your name, O Father. Bless, prosper, and establish us. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. And everybody said, give a shout as we take our seats. Rapha, Adonai. Greetings in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for coming today. This is our first morning service. Our second service starts 10:30 in Acadia. We give thanks to the Lord for your presence. For all of our visitors, you have come to the right place. And to our listeners on radio, and those who are watching us online, may the Lord bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we bow our heads together as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We are grateful of your presence. The power of your Holy Spirit touch us, transform us, renew us. May we hear you, O Father, when you speak. Holy Spirit, we know that there is no boundary. For those on radio, those watching us, Father, in the different platforms, even us here in the auditorium, Father, move mightily, heal, touch, transform, and restore us in Jesus' name. And everybody said, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are teaching on regeneration. Literally, this is material 7 of the pre-encounter. And part of the last material on life class. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're going to share about regeneration. What is regeneration? To change your mind. Tell your neighbor, you must change your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be regenerated is to change your mind. The book of Romans 12 verse 2. And it says, do not be conformed to the standard of this world. You see, this world has a standard. There is a way the world expects you to do things. But Jesus said you must change. Not change your clothes. Not put on a uniform. We are talking about inner change. A transformation. A renewal. A new man that is supposed to come out of you. So regeneration is a change of mind. May the Lord bless you. It says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Perfect will of God. God has a will for your life. Perfect will of God. God has His will for your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
So regeneration is to change your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Regeneration. There is the word for regeneration in Greek. Or in Hebrew is in Greek is palingenesis.
Palingenesis.
And the first word, Pauline.
Lefoko la ntlha e bong Pauline.
It means new birth.
Ra gore go tsala sesha.
And the second word, Genesis, is the word we know. It's the same word as the first book of the Bible.
Me Genesis ja ka re itse e le buka ya ntlha mo Bibeleng.
And that word means birth.
Ra gore go tsalwa.
And so Jesus in the book of John says, except a man be born again.
Me mre na Jesu wa bua mo bukeng ya John gore
except a man be regenerated. Listen, you have been born again for a long time. But your anger, you have not changed. Your smell, we can smell your bad attitude. There is no change. Nothing has changed. There is no conviction upon your life. So the word regeneration simply means to be born again. You know, there is a course we do. It's a first year course. It has got new realities, like the reality of the new life you have received in Christ.
Amen.
So that reality
eo,
you must be convicted.
O tshwanetse gore o be convicted.
You see, when my life changed, I abandoned everything. That's why I say my first 3 years after I came to Christ, I tell you, the Holy Spirit touched my life. The scriptures became alive in my life. And I was changed. A new life came. You must be born again. You must be regenerated. Unless a man is born again. Unless a man be regenerated. Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
Book of Tito 3 verse 5.
It says, not by the works of righteousness. Not the works of righteousness. You see, the works of righteousness, you are like the man who came to the temple to pray. And then there was a sinner. The Bible says there was a sinner. The other man kneeled down. As the other kneeled down. The Bible says the sinner bowed. He was so ashamed. Bowed down his head. But the self-righteous, he lifted up his face and he lifted up his hands. He said, oh God, look at me. I tithe. I fast. Tell your neighbor, change. Tell them, don't be angry. Change. Yeah. Your anger, your bad attitude is stinking. Coming to church doesn't cover. It's like a carpet. You have been sweeping things under the carpet. Some people here, if we were just to say, let's go to your room now. I mean, look at you, tell your neighbor, look at you. But if we're just to say, let's go to your bedroom. There is a man I know. I think he has never made his bed in a year. So I visited him one day. He's a very good friend. He was taking care of his sister's house. The kind of bed he was sleeping on. Class. He had a bed sheet and a top bed sheet. You know, I mean, the guy. Then he woke up, went to shower, we were sharing the same bed.
I
think I washed before him.
So
when I came back, it was his
turn.
So I decided, let me make up the bed.
That's
when I discovered this bed has not been made for the past. The bed was dirty. The bed linen. I mean, when you come at night and you sleep, you think, oh, everything are fine. So I removed everything. Tell your neighbor, you must change. You must be born again. Now Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus, a very great religious leader. Let's go there, chapter 3 of the book of John. He says, except a man be regenerated. Unless one is born again, it's that word again. Except Pauline, P-O-L-I-N, is that word born, Genesis, that word again, is the word Genesis.
Amen.
You must be born. You must be born again. You cannot see the kingdom of God. Now let's listen to this great man. I think he represents me and you. Verse 4. All his life he has been going to church. And Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus, when he answered him, he said, you are a great leader and you do not understand these things. Listen, you have to read the scriptures for your life to change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Titus 3:5 says, not by the works of your righteousness.
Bukaya Tito 3 verse 5 re hasika ditiro tsa gago tse di siameng.
Because most of us, I think, I'm nice.
But bangwe ba rena re nagana gore re siame.
You are not nice. Your righteousness is filth before God.
Amen.
Yeah, there are people who believe that way. But according to his mercy, he saved us. Through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. First Peter chapter 1 verse
23.
Having been born again. Having been regenerated. Not of corruptible seed. Not, but incorruptible. Through the word of God which lives and abides forever. The word must impact you. The word must change you. There must be evidence. I learned one day. I read a verse. Anger resides in the bosom of fools. Hey, that verse. I thought about it. I said, do you want to tell me I'm a fool? Tell your neighbor, anger has proved to us that you are a fool. Husband, look at the husband. It says, husband, husband, anger,
prove to us that you are not regenerated.
You are not regenerated. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ,
he's
a new creation. My father told me, he said, your Christianity is different. May your Christianity,
amen,
be different.
Amen.
Yes, because I've been confirmed the church. I had a blazer of righteousness out of my works. But I was not born again. I did not know Jesus. I was not regenerated. My spirit was not regenerated. I quoted scriptures. But the scriptures didn't become alive in my spirit. You see, when the scripture affects you, it changes how our flesh, our meat, feels. Tell your neighbor, your meat feels differently from the scriptures. So you are trained. Tell your neighbor, you have trained your meat. You have trained your flesh in the works of darkness. A good example is to be a drunkard. You train yourself to become an alcoholic. Matekwan, to smoke, dark. You train yourself. I told you my story. My uncle left a pipe. You know a pipe? He forgot a pipe and BB. They used to have a tobacco called Beste Blar, I think. BB. Yes. My uncle forgot it. And as a young boy, I said, good shot. I stuffed that pipe. I should have been like 14. I stuffed it very well. The way I always see him stuff it. And I did like him, I put it this side. And I lit a match. And I puffed it like I usually see him puff it. I didn't know anything about smoking. I was a child. But I puffed it. I don't know how many times. And when I took it off my mouth, I was so dizzy. I was extremely nauseous. I stopped. I never smoked again. I realized cigarette is horrible. I had friends. They will buy alcohol. So we decided we are drinking. Experimentation. And it did exactly what the cigarette did for me. I became dizzy.
Hey!
And I said, this thing. One friend of mine told me, says, even a dog doesn't drink this thing. That was it. I want to tell you somebody.
Amen.
You train your body. But there is a song we used to sing. I don't know if the worship team can help me. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Hallelujah. I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a brand new man. Old things have passed away. I'm born again, more than a conqueror. Yes, who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a brand new man. All things have passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. Yes, who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
I'm a new
creation. I'm a brand new man.
All things have passed away.
I'm born again.
Born
again. Conqueror.
Yes, who I am.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a brand new man.
Regeneration simply means you are new. You never existed before. When you come to Christ, your life changes. You become a new creature in Christ. People might know you that you were a prostitute before. I get fascinated when people try to associate you with your past. That we know him. You don't know nothing. I have met Jesus. I am regenerated. I'm a new creature in Christ. I am born again. I am more than a conqueror. I'm a brand new man. Tell your neighbor, I am a brand new man. I am a brand new man. Old things have passed away. Tell your neighbor, behold new things. Yes. Behold new things has come. Hey! I'm a new creation.
A brand new man.
I'm a brand new man.
All things have passed away.
I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am.
I'm a new creation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, I'm a new creation. You know me from the past. So you don't know me at all. Yeah. You are a fascination. You are unfolding. Regeneration means to have a complete change in your way of thinking. To be born again means to have a complete change in your way of thinking. In relation to sin, the word sin means to miss the mark. To miss the mark. But the word repent means to turn 180 degrees. You give your back to your old nature. To your past life. To your sin. Make up your mind. May the new life in Christ. This is a song they sing. I think Bishop has a song. Let's sing it. I have found a new life. You don't remember it, Pastor Kumuto. Oh, brother, come. I found a new life.
Amen.
In Christ. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Listen. Being a Christian is superior.
your life changes completely. Yeah, Karabo, I see you are sweating a bit, brother. Let's try the song. Yes.
I've got this feeling down deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, deep in sea, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. Now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. This is where I'm gonna stay, and I'm on my way. Jesus, this is where I find the love and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, and I'm on my way. I have found a new life.
To be regenerated is to turn away from your sin. No more mujolo. I found a new life. Brother Karab, stuck on you. Huh? I'm stuck on Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, I remember when I told my friend, Nakrata Jesus.
I love Jesus.
So I had a very close friend who always organized parties. Boys and girls.
2 by 2.
But I was stuck on Jesus. I would go to the party. And I'll preach about fornication. And after a few meetings that I was attending, he says, you are upsetting my guests. These guys hate you. Changing your life.
Allowing Christ to work His will in your life. Our mind become open to everything relating to God. Especially the redeeming work of His Son, Jesus. The Bible says, therefore, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Have the mind of Christ. Learn to love what Jesus loves. And hate what Jesus hates. You can't go to the Shebeen and drink Coca-Cola. There's no amen in Acadia. No boyfriend. No lying. No horse joking. Bad jokes. Yeah. No watching of horrible movies or clips. I'm stuck on Jesus.
Amen.
My life is changing. I'm becoming the image of God. You have a new life in Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 1:23 says, having been born again, not of the corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. All things will pass away. You know, I've said this, maybe you don't have the trauma I have. I can't imagine going to heaven and my family not going there. Can you imagine? You are in heaven and your family is in hell. And it's you who send them there. Your behavior, your inconsistencies, your evil behavior, your bad attitudes. Mercy. Regeneration through the Spirit and water. John chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Ephesians 5:26. That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the word. Regeneration is to be changed and follow the new life in the scriptures. You don't love your friends. You love everybody. You forgive and you live in the ways of Christ. Regeneration is operating and living your spiritual life through Christ. Baptism is a sign of change. Mark 16:16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. He says, except you are born of water and the Spirit, we have baptism today. I like lesson week 8, what they call week 8 in the life class.
is the one that I will do. At the end of the course, I'll be the one doing it. Because we say, have a page divided into two. Write your sin. Mujolo.
Mujolo. Dating.
Then you write lies. Hey, some people can lie. They lie to a point that you feel like a fool talking to them. Stealing. And all the other sins you have, you write them there. And say, I'm going to be baptized. The old nature goes away. And the new nature of Christ come in. Maybe we should do a teaching on sacraments. I think our next teaching should be on sacraments. So that you understand what Jesus ordained. Baptism. Holy Communion. So that you understand that all of these things have regeneration in them. So after you have written all your sins, when you get baptized, you get baptized with your sin. So the sin, you have been buried. The old nature. The song we sing, I'm a brand new man.
Amen.
It's after I'm being baptized. When the water covers me, I have died to my will. I've died to my ways. I've died to my life. And when I come out, I come out in the life of Christ. This new life that I have is no longer I who lives it, but it's Christ who lives in my life. The life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. Listen, you are delayed in life. Yeah. You are delayed. You see, when you are regenerated, when the Spirit of God is working in you, when the power of God is working in you, the Holy Spirit will lead you. You will hear Him. There are certain things you don't even need to decide. No.
Yeah.
The Spirit will tell you. This don't do. Don't be part of it. Romans 6:3-6. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. I found the new life. The girlfriend called.
Girlfriend,
hello.
Dumela.
Hello.
Dumela.
Hello.
Dumela.
I've been looking for you.
Halentse ke go batla.
You're not picking my calls.
How are we the phone call attack?
I'm stuck on Jesus.
Amen.
I remember a story of a sister.
Ke hopola kgang nngwe ya so mongwe.
Pretty as gold. Very beautiful woman.
O na le motle.
The boyfriend.
Molekane wa gagwe.
Said, I'm following you.
Are ke mosa ke o sala morao.
The boy says, come to church.
Are itla kerekeng.
I'm stuck on Jesus. The boy says, I want to see this Jesus.
Molekane wa gagwe are ke batla go mona morana Jesus.
It's a true story. I was at the university. He's my friend.
Amen.
So he came to follow. He says, I'm told they do follow up. I'm told that these Christians do follow up. They come and follow people up and bring them to church. So he said, I want to see it. So the brother came to church. Sat down. Stuck on you. When altar call was made,
me fa altar call diriwa.
He came.
Me atla.
Gave his life to Jesus.
Me lena pulusiwa.
The thought was in his mind.
Kakanyo ya gagwe mo tlhaloganyong ya gagwe.
We are born again now.
Re pulusitse.
Let's get on, baby. Let's get on. He came to equalize that. You are born again, I'm born again.
Me ari ka go nne botle re pulusitse.
So let's transform our relationship, baby. But regeneration came. The Spirit of Christ apprehended him. All the desires of the flesh came off. After some time, he forgot what he came for. He was now fully born again. Join the crusades, preaching on the street, open air. Jesus died for you.
Amen.
And many years he talks about it.
Me,
he says, I came following my girlfriend. I loved my girlfriend. But when he came to Christ, he realized the girlfriend has no glory. That the beauty of the girl could not be compared to the beauty of Christ on the cross. He gave his life. He's still my friend. Loving Jesus. Abandoning boyfriends.
Hey,
why am I this side and saying boyfriend? Let me go that side. Abandoning boyfriends. Abandoning alcohol. Abandoning smoke. Not because it's fashionable to do it. But because of Jesus. Let your life so reflect Christ.
Amen.
Be regenerated. Woman in your house. Be a homemaker. Not a terrorist. Not a terrorist. Yeah. Emotional terrorist. Emotional terrorist. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Every eye closed. Every head bowed. Maybe you are here this morning. You have not given your life to Christ. Can you interpret, please? You do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You might have been coming to church. Jesus said to
Nicodemus,
church you are going. Church you go. You go to church. You are a leader in the church. But you do not know me. And Jesus said, except a man be born again. Except a man be regenerated. you will not see the kingdom of God. It's a waste of time. So I want to pray together with you. Jesus says, come unto me, all you who are heavy laden. He says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. Come to Christ. It will turn your life. He will show mercy and kindness. He says, come to me. The Bible says, God did not send his son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. If you are here, you say, Apostle, I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. I want this regeneration. I want this new life. Lift up your right hand and lift it up so that I can see it. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. I want my life to change. If you are lifting your hand, lift it high so I can see. This is my life that I'm giving to you. This is my life that I'm surrendering to you. I have found a new life, for you have loved me. You have given the best of yourself. And today I'm giving the best of myself. Is there somebody this morning? I want to receive Jesus. I want to surrender my life. Those on radio,
amen,
you can give your life to Jesus. Those that are watching us, you can give your life to Jesus. I'm going to ask the church to pray with me. Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today for this great salvation. Today, I recognize I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me from all sin and unrighteousness. Make me your child. With my mouth, I speak. And with my heart, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I thank you, Father, for your word says, if I speak and I believe, I will be saved. I receive this salvation even now. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Lead and guide me from this moment forward. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can we give a powerful clap offering to the Lord? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Salvation is what regenerates our life. If you do not know Jesus, it's a waste of life. The Bible says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul?